Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with Tommy Habeed. You know his work from Cheaters and a much. He's the creator and the star of Cheaters, which is just great and wonderful. This is a show that is much more of a feel-good theme. Cheaters is great, but this is different. For all the dog lovers out there, including myself and my family, I can't wait to see this. It's To the Rescue. It's a new series, and it is debuting tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, there's so many, it's a cult of dog lovers out there, and they're going to love this show. And again, the whole name, if I got it right, is To the Rescue, Save Dogs and Their Grateful Families. Tommy, how are you?
Thank you so much for that wonderful intro. I'm doing great. It can't get much better. You know, I have a puppy dog right here that we rescued, and he's biting me, but it's still, we're having a good day.
Yeah. I mean, a much different feel. And again, you're used to, you know, tugging at people's hearts in a different way, right? I mean, there's heartbreaks happening with Cheaters and all this. This is different. I mean, who's yes. not going to love this show? Give us a little bit of a rundown of, without, you know, spoiling, we want everybody to watch, but give us a rundown of what we could expect.
Well, the great thing is we can't spoil anything because we have hundreds of stories of these amazing dogs and these amazing people around the world that sacrifice parts of their lives to save these little dogs and rescue dogs. Because truly what we're doing is shining the light on these rescue organizations and people that are, they don't have cameras following them. They get up in the middle of the night and they go out and get their hands dirty to rescue these dogs. And nobody's thanking them. They're just doing it, you know, because they have big hearts and they know what's important to save a life. And so my goal is to feature these people that go into these bad situations and take, you know, I take you through the, you know, through their life. And basically what we do is we'll go in and go into these into these shelters, into these hoarding situations, and we find these dogs that are unadoptable or that are abandoned and mistreated, that typically most of them don't have long to live, and we rescue them. We get them the veterinary care they needed. We get them with a foster family. We train them up. We give them an extreme puppy makeover. And then the ultimate goal, we find them that forever home. And I got to tell you, this, people go, well, it sounds like you're making a kid show. Well, it's not a kid show. It's a family show. Because it's very, you know, we take you into dark places. And it's important to see. But the beauty is we're only there for a second, because then you get, it's almost like Rocky, right? Yeah. You get Rocky with nobody cared about. They're like these dogs, nobody cared about them. And then you watch them fight back.
Yeah.
And as they're training and working and getting healthy and then getting their makeover. And then the ultimate, you're cheering at the end because they found their home, their perfect home. And this dog that literally was on death's door now has this amazing life. And you look in those dogs' eyes, and I've looked in hundreds and hundreds of them, and you know how grateful they are. But you know what? The magic here is when I look in that person's eyes that rescued them and brought them in their forever home, and I see this transformation that they've made, and they go, yeah, I didn't save that dog. He saved me. Because we're in the most difficult times of our life right now. And so many of them are going, I didn't have anybody to talk to. Or I come home and the family's off doing stuff. And who's there to greet me and love me up? It's my dog. And we need that today. We need a little love. We need a little compassion. We need to feel good. And that, I'm hoping that's what we can do with this show, is show people that the importance of that.
You know, I think it's an important show, and again, you're gonna have a lot of smiles, but you're gonna have a lot of tears, good tears, I think, watching this. But it's important because we're going to shine the light on abuses, and we're going to, you know, people are gonna say, hey, what do I do? You know, how do I get involved? I have a good friend who does this for vets. I mean, he'll go all over the world, and just find. You know, like dogs that were left behind by soldiers, and they find that dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful what you guys are doing. How many do you have in the can? How many shows have you shot?
So we finished 11 episodes. We've got 11 more to do for this year, and it'll run. Some will be reruns, but it'll run 52 weeks out of the year. And, you know, I do have to tell you about an amazing story there in New York.
Please.
That we took in, and this woman, this sweet woman named Jill, actually went in with the police to this dog fighting ring, and they rescued all these dogs, and the police are going, man, these things are vicious, so be careful. And she, you know, went right in, got her hands dirty, and that's these amazing people that we're featuring. And so Jill, they loaded up all these dogs, and there was one dog left, this bait dog. And they were filled up. And she goes, well, I'll stay here until y'all get back. And they're going, well, be careful because these dogs are vicious. They're very dangerous. And she's looking at this dog and she goes, it doesn't look very dangerous. And she put this dog in her car. He hopped up in the front seat of her car. And this sweet little dog that was just torn up because it was one of the bait dogs just went over, climbed in her lap and snuggled in and said, I need you. I need help.
Wow.
Because they were killing these dogs. And so now those people that ran that house, they're on trial. They're in New York. And you know, we're applauding going, yes, you know, this was so wrong. But this little bait dog, Remo, he now is living with Jill. She was a foster failure. She not only, you know, went in there and saved these dogs, she adopted this sweet dog, and it's the sweetest dog ever. Went from getting torn up by these other dogs to just now has this wonderful life. And so those are the stories we're covering. And that's in your area right there in New York. So it's pretty special. And PIX 11, we do a story on PIX 11. That's where our show is, but one that they had also followed, and it's pretty neat. So we've got lots of stories in New York, and I know your show airs in Florida. You know, we did some fabulous things in Florida with the Big Dog Ranch Rescue, and you know, we brought in 150 dogs from, you know, the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Now these weren't war dogs, but they were ones in, you know, in other parts of the world, actually. Well, it's part of the U.S., I guess. But it's very difficult over there. It's like a war zone in Puerto Rico. But we brought them over and then dispersed them all throughout Florida and found them wonderful homes.
To the rescue. Wonderful, wonderful show. Everyone's got to watch it. Tommy, I want to thank you for being here. Congratulations on the show. Can you give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along?
I sure can. And if you'll go totherescuetv.com. That's where you can get the information. You can see where our show airs. Follow us on Facebook at To The Rescue TV and Instagram, because you're going to get a lot of love, and you'll get a lot of smiles if you go there. It will change, you know, it'll change your attitude today, I promise. And I want you to reach back out to me, because I want to know about your friend that's going around the world and getting these war dogs, because I think that's so important. I'd love to hear more about it, possibly feature him on an episode.
Well, that would be great. Robert Messieri from Paws of War is his name, and I'll get that in touch with you. Tommy, thank you very much for being here, and again, I can't wait for the show.
Thanks so much for having me, and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Tommy Habib, everyone, To The Rescue. Save dogs and their grateful families. It is a must watch. Everyone check it out. It's a new series, and it's just wonderful. And you know, Tommy's work from Cheaters, and that, of course, terrific and legendary show. But this, much different. And everyone, if you can, get to watch To The Rescue. It's a brand new series, and Tommy Habib has been our very special guest. And watch it, everyone. I'll be watching. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.